Spoken version of this Share Maestro market report. Full article. Oryx trades 14% above its trendline as pressure cools near the top of its yearly range. The Tokyo-based financial conglomerate's ADR remains in a constructive weekly regime, but the latest gain was modest, and internal momentum has lost some urgency. Research brief. Oryx Corp ADS closed at $40.16 for the week ended 14th of August, up 0.2%, leaving the stock 5.3% below its 52-week high and 13.8% above its weekly trend line. The trend signal remains active with a 60-week streak, while volume was moderately supportive at 1.6 million shares, or 1.2 times the 13-week average. The setup is balanced rather than emphatic, with positive activity pressure and relative strength offset by 4-week declines in both measures, and a wide 68.1% premium to Share Maestro fair value. Key points. 1. IX finished the week at $40.16, up 0.2%, with 4-week and 12-week returns of 4.6% and 3.4%. 2. The weekly trend signal is active, supported by a 60-week streak and a close 13.8% above the $35.30 trend line. 3. Volume improved to 1.6 million shares, 1.2 times the 13-week average, and 1.3 times the 52-week average, but remains short of stronger participation territory. 4. Market dynamics are mixed. Activity pressure is positive at 0.37, but down 38.1% over 4 weeks, while relative strength is positive at 13.61, but down 17.3%. 5. The stock sits at 87.7% of its 52-week range and 68.1% above Share Maestro fair value, leaving less room for disappointment if momentum fades. Price action stays constructive, but the week was not decisive. Oryx Corp ADS added 0.2% in the latest completed week, closing at $40.16. That keeps the diversified financial services group close to the upper end of its 52-week range at 87.7% of the distance between the $24.19 low and $42.39 high. The one-year return remains the standout figure at 58.7%, while shorter measures are more measured, with a 4.6% 4-week gain and a 3.4% 12-week gain. The trend signal remains active and has now been in place for 60 weeks, with trend breadth active across all 52 weeks in the lookback. Price is 13.8% above the $35.30 weekly trend line, which keeps the regime constructive. The more demanding part of the read is valuation distance. The close is 68.1% above Share Maestro fair value of $23.89, so the market is already assigning a sizable premium to the current setup. Sector context shows strength, but Oryx is not leading the broader group. Within the U.S. financial services universe, the latest week was stronger than Oryx's own move. The sector averaged a 1.24% weekly gain, compared with IX at 0.2%, placing it 68th out of 100 on the week. Over 4 weeks, however, IX's 4.6% advance beat the sector average of 3.65%, while its 12-week gain of 3.4% lagged the sector's 11.46% average. The industry comparison is more favorable. Among U.S.-listed financial conglomerates, the group averaged 0.88% for the week, but remained weaker over longer windows, with average 4-week and 12-week returns of minus 2.68% and minus 3.84%. IX ranked second in the 7-stock industry over 4 weeks and third over 12 weeks, helped by its active trend signal and positive market dynamics readings. Market dynamics are positive, though confirmation has cooled. Share Maestro's market dynamics read is positive rather than forceful. Activity pressure stands at 0.37, and relative strength is positive at 13.61, keeping the stock on the constructive side of the ledger. The caution is the direction of travel. Activity pressure is down 38.1% over 4 weeks, and relative strength is down 17.3%, suggesting the advance has become less urgent, even as price remains near the highs. Sector breadth supports the trend backdrop, but is less convincing on relative strength. In U.S. financial services, 79.0% of stocks show active weekly trend signals and 87.0% show positive activity pressure, but only 48.0% show positive relative strength. In financial conglomerates, trend breadth is 71.4%, while positive activity pressure and relative strength are both 42.9%, making Oryx one of the steadier names in a mixed industry group. Volume improved, but has not delivered a strong confirmation signal. Latest weekly volume rose to 1.6 million shares, above both the 13-week average of 1.3 million and the 52-week average of 1.2 million. That gives the move moderate participation, at 1.2 times the 13-week baseline and 1.3 times the one-year baseline. It is enough to support the weekly close, but not enough to mark a broad-based sponsorship surge. Recent volume history also argues for perspective. The latest turnover was higher than the prior 2 weeks, including 994,400 shares on 7 August and 1.1 million on 31 July, but well below the heavier risk-off and rebound week seen earlier in the year, including 3.5 million shares during the 6 March decline and 3.0 million during the 5 June drop. Risk and what to watch next. The risk profile is balanced. 13-week weekly return volatility is 3.3%, below the 52-week level of 4.0%, and the one-year up-down split remains favorable at 33 positive weeks against 18 negative weeks. Average positive weeks have delivered 3.1% versus an average negative week of minus 2.9%. But the range has included a worst week of minus 11.8%, showing that sharp pullbacks remain part of the stock's history. The next test is whether activity pressure stabilizes while price holds above the trend line. A break in participation would matter, because the stock is already near the top of its range and trading well above fair value. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would provide stronger evidence behind the next directional move, while further weakness in relative strength would argue that the 60-week trend signal is becoming more vulnerable to a pause. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.